to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Hello, Brains. Good morning. How you doing? Cyndi Lauper has nothing on Fred Long, okay? Because Fred just wants to have fun. Fred's Playland is a San Diego-based social activity group. The purpose is to get people out of the house, bring them together, and have some fun. The goal is to provide and demonstrate that even though we live in paradise, everything doesn't have to be expensive. They are a not-for-profit group, and they never have an upcharge. That means that you get the best value in San Diego that they can offer. He even has a rubber Gumby that travels with him, okay? And you better not touch him. You draw back a nub. Who does that? My friend, Fred Long. Make room for him on the edge. Good morning, Fred. How are you?
Good morning, April. You said that just right. We're all about the fun.
That's right. I know you're about the fun. And you're going to tell everybody here in San Diego how a boy just wants to have fun. Tell us a little bit about your story, because, you know, word on the street is that you're a gazillionaire. The way you be jet-setting around and doing big things, you know, people think you got long money, Mr. Long. Tell us a little bit about your story.
Well, I don't talk about the money because, you know, people,
rich
people
normally don't.
When you have, yeah, exactly. But, no, it actually is a little boy story because my entire life, I've kind of been the adventurous in my family, the adventurer in my family. You know, most of them, they take a little trip here and there. They might go on cruise. But, you know, I live. And we're talking outdoors, in the sky, in the ocean, all of that stuff. But I reached a point in my life about 16 or so years ago where I found myself getting bored. You know, my friends, it was hard to find people to do things with. They flake on you, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And somewhere around, I guess, 2000, actually about 1999 or so, I just got tired and decided to create a group of new friends who don't mind having fun. And so,
oh, I know. I changed my level of influence on the regular. Yeah, I have to change my vibe and the people I hang with because they get tired of you and you get tired of them, you know, and they're not exciting anymore. Or like you said, they're a bore or they flake out on you. You plan stuff. So tell us a little bit about some of the adventures that you take your groups on.
Well, there's a full spectrum. There's basically no limits. We've done everything from game night or cards in a hotel room to a hot air balloon and jumping off the cliffs at Torrey Pines on a paraglider. We travel. We do. It's a full range so that there's something for everyone, and everyone's welcome in the group. We have older, younger, we have every race, religion, background, white collar, blue collar, educators, everybody's there. And it makes it really nice for me, especially, this is my selfish part, because there's so many different people in the group and such diversity that it satisfies, you know, my desire to do everything. And everything I post, there's an audience for it. Whether it's like we just got back from the Getty Museum, there's a group that loves that cultural part. I did a trip down to Baja, to San Ignacio Lagoon. We actually got to pet the whales down where they migrate. And, you know, there are people who would not touch that with a 10-foot pole, but there's other people who would, you know, aspire to do that their whole life but never had someone open the door for them. So
have the means or you know, could afford it, because a lot of these, you know, trips, if you book them just online, just on, you know, on GP, just by yourself, general principle, that's for my brains that don't speak Ebonics. But just on GP, yeah, really, it can be very expensive, and they're not guided, and you have a lot of connections. You know everybody on the planet, and so, you know, people are really welcoming and open the door and take you guys where you want to be and, you know, make sure that you're safe. I love, too, like you said, this is a family-friendly group. You have small children. You take them, white water rafting and skiing and all of that. I mean, these are inner city youth that may not have been exposed to that, and I want to thank you for that. You also take people yachting and doing water sports and kayaking. You know, now it's really not, and I know that this is a, you know, a cultural thing, but black folks usually don't be out doing that water stuff. And you have really exposed a lot of people to that. And they're not fearful anymore.
That's one of the really cool things. I've been able to get people out of their element, things like kayaking and even hot air ballooning, because I'm going to say it. I am probably responsible for getting more black men hot air balloons than probably anyone else in the country.
I know.
I did it, for years and years. I was taking us up in Paris, California. You know, we were doing these hops because of some of the connections that I have, and it's really opened some doors.
Yeah, it's incredible.
And the kayaking thing, I mean, like you said, black people, we're known for not going in the water. We can't swim, all of that. Well, these people trust me. You know, I get them out, and they know I'm going to take care of them. I'm going to bring them safe back home. And, you know, we take these groups out, like 40 people. And I guess one of the moments that stands out for me is one of these trips, I just kind of paddled away from the group and I looked and now don't get me wrong. This is a very diverse group, but this group happened to be mostly black. I looked back and there's like one white girl and one Filipino guy and 38 black people on the water. It was one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. I almost squirted a tear. I felt so proud.
Let's talk about some of the fine dining. If anyone goes to, and you really need to do this, Brains, you need to connect with Fred on all of his social media platforms, but my favorite is Facebook. He is an excellent photographer, in addition to doing everything else. But he has the greatest connections at every eatery in San Diego, L.A., New York. I'm telling you, the food is absolutely scrumptious. Tell us about the fine dining connections and the theater also connections that you have.
Well, it's kind of nice. I think, you know, I eat out so much. I go to some of these places and they see me come and they know who I am. It's like, okay, that's Fred. We got to really put it on for him. Post my food pictures. Yeah, post them on Facebook. And I cook. I love to cook. So more than half the stuff you see on my Facebook page is in my own kitchen.
That's good to know because you're not too far from me. You're my neighbor.
Yeah, there you go. But I am a traveler. I love to travel and, you know, all over the country, all over the world, really. And I'm that guy that likes to jump in and eat the local cultural cuisine. I don't go to Spain to find Pizza Hut and McDonald's. That's not going to happen. So, you know, I love sometimes, you know, I'll go and dine and, I don't even know what this is. I'm eating. People say it's their specialty, but I'm going to try it. I don't even need to know what it is. You can tell me later. And, you know, I'll tell you whether I like it or not.
Well, they should give you your own television show. I'm going to talk to some people in Hollywood and say, you know what, you should explore to do a reality show with Fred's Playland because you do some incredible stuff. Are you a member or associated with the San Diego Tourists and Visitors Bureau?
I am not directly I am directly. I've actually volunteered for the San Diego Tourism Authority when they were the San Diego Convention and Visitors Bureau. I worked there for 15 years and at the Visitor Center down on the Embarcadero. And, you know, every major city has an 800 number that you call to find out what's going on in that city so far as activities, events, where to dine, where to lodge, that kind of stuff. So when you call San Diego's 800 number, you would get us. You get me and my band of volunteers. And a couple of years ago, some people in San Diego, decided we didn't need that in San Diego anymore. So they kind of they shut that division down. It was part of the San Diego Convention and Visitors Bureau. It was called, it was the International Visitors Information Center. But they're all gone now. It's a shame.
It is. That's disappointing. That's an additional resource that really wasn't costing any money, and people were, you know, getting the full benefit. But maybe we can make it resurface again. Tell me about your incredible pricing. How are you able to, you know, work deals without going into too much and going into your millionaire bank account? But how are you able to negotiate with these organizations and venues to really bring quality people there at an affordable price?
Well, first of all, I'm very well connected. A lot of that comes from working with the Bureau. I've got to meet a lot of the local merchants, vendors, things like that. The group is a not-for-profit group, so that's a big part of it right there.
Right.
I have been blessed my entire life to be able to travel, dine, do the things I do on a very small budget. I've probably lived above my means 80% of my life. But there are ways you can do that. And I've been fortunate enough to have lived that life for most of my life. So now this is my way of sharing and giving back. I've learned these things. I've met these people. And so the events I put out there now, literally, they are cheaper than any place you will find on the planet, or they're free because there's no profit involved. And because of that, the partners that I work with, the merchants, they see what I'm doing. And, you know, everyone I present this to, I get pretty much the same reaction. Oh, my God, you're doing this out of the goodness of your heart. You're not making any profit from it. We have to help you. And they've been amazing.
Right.
Some of the things that we've been given, it just, I mean, they've really touched my heart, almost brought tears to my eyes. Just, you know, the companies, Marriott and Ruth Chris, and I mean, some of the big companies around San Diego and even other cities have donated big time to what we do just because of the concept.
Right, right. Well, it is definitely very user-friendly. And again, the mix of people, you never run into the same people all the time. And it's not a bunch of, you know, retired senior citizens. I mean, you know, some folks even call in sick so that they can hang out with Fred's Playland. Can you tell us a couple of upcoming events that you have scheduled?
Well, we just finished our Getty trip yesterday, and the next thing is coming up on the calendar. I'm working on the Salt River tubing trip right now.
That's just announced in August, right?
Yeah, it's in August. Actually, it's earlier this year. We have it scheduled for July, but that's tentative. Right now it's looking at July 13th. It could possibly get pushed back to August, but I'll know within the next week. And all the details to that will be posted. I'm also doing a co-adventure with Robert and Billy Carter. There's a trip going down to Rosarito, Mexico in May. And I guess we started with four buses, and this is, I don't work with a lot of people, but Robert is like one of the few that I do work with. And he put this trip together. He had four buses going, and then we added fifth for my Fred's Playland group. And the response was so big, we went to six buses.
Wow.
And the trip is now sold out, but we're taking seven buses down to Rosarito Beach, Mexico. It's an all-day trip. It costs $65, and we go to a place called Ortega's. We have a buffet, bottomless tequila, music, dancing. We're there for a few hours, and then we go down to Papa Some Beer, and we party there. Mm-hmm. We've got dancing, DJ, mechanical bull, the beach, hair braiding, horseback riding, all that stuff. We're there for a few hours. And then we end the day at Puerto Nuevo, the lobster village in Mexico. And everyone gets to go around and enjoy lobster.
Now, are people needing a passport?
And all of that is included. Need your passport to go into Mexico. They've been lenient on that for a lot of years, but it's mandatory now. You need to have your passport when you go down there.
Yeah, because you know you ain't going to be able to get over the wall. Oops, did I say that?
Right.
You know, you are also a strong leader in the community. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you speak, I've heard you speak about, you know, profiling that has existed here in San Diego. And it's really been a challenge for a lot of the black men in the community. Do you have any suggestions or anything that you'd like to see be enforced or be introduced? Because, you know, we're getting a brand new police chief, and we're having people that are running for supervisor, and there's a lot of elections going on this year. Do you have any take on that?
I do. In my eyes, it's been really bad in the past because we've had no representation. We've had nobody coming to the community to find out what our problems are, what our needs are. Shelley Zimmerman got in there. I think she helped that out a lot. I really hate to see her go.
Right.
I think she's done more toward that interaction and you know, community interest and involvement than any police chief I've ever seen in this city. Don't know about the person who's coming in. I know nothing about him. And to tell you the truth, there's been so much stuff going on nationwide that I've kind of pulled away from the news media and everything.
Right.
You know, it got to the point where I couldn't handle it, between police violence toward African-Americans and, you know, what's going on in the White House. It was affecting me physically, and I had to just kind of
it's affecting me. That's why we don't even talk about On the Edge. We brush it with a broad stroke, because that political stuff makes my stomach hurt. And, you know, I deal with a lot of people in Hollywood, and, you know, they live in a bubble, and they're very fragile. And the
mm-hmm.
last thing I want to do is call myself a friend and get on the air and talk about their business. So I'm with you on that. That is two things that we totally agree on. Fred, please tell my brains how to get in contact with you, how to find out what's going on with Fred's Playland, so that they can get on board the bus.
Well, Fred's Playland is located online. It's internet-based, and the website is www.fredsplayland.com. You can go to that website and click on the button that says membership. All I need is your first and last name, and I can sign you up as a member. It doesn't cost a penny to join. And like I said, everything we do is either cheaper than you can find anywhere else or free. So when you become a member, you are added to my member list, and you receive an email whenever a new event is posted. And sometimes I even throw little prizes up on my website just to see who's paying
attention.
Oh, I know,
and you throw prizes in on the bus, too. We got raffles on, and sometimes it's just fun just riding on the bus.
Exactly. I might just throw a two-night stay at some nice hotel just to see, okay, the first person to respond gets to go, you know, to the Hyatt Regency for two nights and things like that. You never know what's going to pop up on there.
Well, Brains, I'm telling you, you better get on board and get on this bus, get on this this love train, because Fred and Fred's Playland is doing it. They are movers, and they are shakers, and they are grooving. And so I am so glad that you were able to take some time out of your busy schedule to come here to The Edge and visit with us and let us know what the real deal is and how we can have a good time in paradise and not pay a big price. Brains, I told you I got everything for you here. Art, entertainment, music, love, science, research. You name it, it's here on The Edge. Fred, thank you so much for coming to On the Edge to be here with my brains today. Please, if you have any events that you want to share with the community, please be sure that you come back, because you always have a home here, okay? Do I always have a seat on the bus?
April. You do, always.
All right, brains, go back and listen to other edgy conversations here on Blog Talk Radio. All you got to do is Google a sister. Just put in my name, April Mahoney. You will find me all over the planet. But until we get a chance to get together again, just get to tripping. Get out of your house. Do some fun stuff. Contact Fred, Fred's Playland. All right, brains, until we talk again, be blessed, be well, be good. Bye-bye.